Welcome back to the Love and Dubai Show podcast. We really appreciate you tuning in on this Friday. We hope you have a killer start to the weekend. Our top stories, we spoke about the most hilarious Taylor Swift leave email, the tourists who left 35K on a bus, and the horrific killing of over 100 people in Gaza as they simply waited for aid. The UAE has responded.
And so if you are not subscribed to the Love and Dubai Show podcast, subscribe wherever you get your podcasts from. Enjoy the show.
Good morning, Dubai. Welcome back to the Love and Dubai Show, where we go through the top trending stories that everyone across the country is talking about. Our top story on this Friday morning, the flower massacre. The UAE has condemned Israeli attacks on Palestinians.
As well, smart robots will now detect scooter and bicycles violations, so beware.
We're talking about the tourists who thanked Dubai after leaving 35K on a drone on a bus, but actually the clincher is they got it back.
As well, this Dubai resident showed us how to ask for a Taylor Swift leave, which is exciting.
In the most Taylor Swift way possible. It is day 148 since the genocide began in Gaza, according to the Palestinian Ministry of Health in the Gaza Strip. The death toll has risen to over 30,000, while over 70,000 people have been injured and more than 1.9 million people have been displaced from their homes. We're waking up to the horrific news of the flower massacre, one of the deadliest attacks since October 7th began. But before we jump into it, we just want to kind of open up the conversation about how the concern is that we're becoming desensitized to this news.
That's true, because actually, you know what happens is when you see something for so long, right, and you kind of like get, I would say, numb about it, 100%, which is, it's normal, it's human, it's bound to happen. And of course, with your day-to-day life that you have, which is very normal, opposite to what the Palestinians are going through, it feels like a movie. So you stop posting, you stop talking about it, you stop raising awareness about it. And we have mentioned over and over and over again the importance of us as humans, just like even talking about it, you know what I mean? Posting a story or even things that are that can be so little, you know, can make a difference. Because we live in the era of social media and awareness, which should be easier for us to raise more awareness.
So we want to praise and recognize Dubai Cares for what they've done, which is they have a specific giving drive for the people in Gaza for Ramadan. And it comes to the fore for us, you know, we're sitting over Dubai, we're a news media organization. And for example, when we post stories, we can see the engagement of the stories, and sometimes stories related to Gaza, the engagement is less. And our question is, are people not responding? Are people scrolling past the stories? Or is this an Instagram algorithm feature, which are not a feature, obviously? Is this, are we being debunked because of mentioning specific words that they don't want us to say, such as genocide? I don't know.
No, it is 100% Instagram, because I have faced the issue before. You know what I mean? I used to post a lot about Gaza, like my stories used to be filled with Gaza. However, I once got a warning to stop post, just to stop posting. It's not only me, it's
everyone. You got a warning?
Yeah, I got a warning from Instagram to stop posting. It says, it said things like that I'm promoting, I would say, hate speech and so on, even though I didn't say anything. I didn't even mention the word genocide, you know what I mean? Because I'm very careful with the words that I use. Just to make sure, not because I don't agree with it, not because I, you know what I mean?
But this is why symbols like the watermelon were so important. And this is why, you know, even as publishers, we started using those different tactics, like instead of the A letter, we're using the at letter. But maybe, sorry, I think my mic is, apologies, my mic is, we started using the at letter rather than the A to try and reach more people. But you can still see that the posts are just not getting as much attention. And when we jump into our top story today of the massacre that was committed yesterday, it's just important that the stories continue to be told.
100%. But again, it's for sure and a social media thing. You know what I mean? Because it's not only on Instagram, it's on other platforms. I have noticed that because I have tried to raise awareness and talk about it publicly. You know, like I would have a camera and talk about it on a platform. And I kid you not, I would have the video deleted, even though I didn't even mention Gaza or even mention genocide, just because like they would be aware, if you know what I mean. So it is a social media thing, of course. That's why 100% for sure you are not going to be getting as much engagement. So what they would do usually that if I am posting like a lot of stories, I would have like an algorithm break and post something else. But still, it would not work. It might work like a bit, you know what I mean? But I have noticed, for example, like my stories would reach 900 people.
And previously?
Literally. And after I would post about Gaza, I would be like surprised. Like, I would get like a maximum after like of the story being put up for like so long, for like 100, which is weird.
And that is a significant drop.
It is, it is. And I even captured it once and I put it on my story. Like, this is the drop that I have faced after posting about Gaza and just like raising awareness because I'm just talking about it.
Well, as we lead into the holy month, we want to remind ourselves how important our donations are. In fact, Dubai Cares has partnered with Anira, which is an organization which will ensure that the donations that we make will find safe corridors to get into Gaza. Because I think that's a lot of questions that people have is like, I'm donating, is it getting there? But they've created specific partnerships with people who will ensure that the aid gets to the people who need it most. Speaking of, top story today, the flower massacre. The UAE condemns Israeli attack on Palestinians who were waiting for aid. So crowds of people targeted, they were fired at as they waited on much needed aid. Israeli forces took over 100 lives and wounded almost 800 as chaos erupted during an aid delivery in one of the most deadliest attacks since October 7th.
The UAE strongly condemned the Israeli occupation forces targeting the thousands of Palestinian residents of the Gaza Strip who were waiting the arrival of humanitarian and relief aid, which resulted in the killing of dozens and the injury of hundreds of innocent civilians.
The UAE has called for an independent and transparent investigation and the punishment of those responsible and warned of a catastrophic and dangerous humanitarian situation. In a statement, the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, MOFA, expressed its deep concern over the exacerbating humanitarian catastrophe in the Strip that threatens further loss of innocent lives. The ministry stressed that the immediate priority is to end the escalation of military operations and achieve an immediate ceasefire.
The ministry called on the international community to advance all efforts to achieve a comprehensive and just peace based on a two-state solution with an independent Palestinian state. B, of course, at this point, this is exactly what we need. You know, the UAE has expressed its devastation over a failed ceasefire, which it's not only on the UAE. I think everyone who stands with Palestine and everyone who is a humanitarian is for sure devastated, including you, including me. And I really hope that a ceasefire would actually
It's just
happen.
Humanity at this point. And we hope that as we draw into the holy month, the leaders are forced to make that happen. There's a lot of conversation around it, but until you hear the actual call for it, then we can't believe it.
Of course.
8:38 on this Friday morning. Let's jump into our next story.
So now for our next story, we all need to be aware as smart robots will now detect scooter and bicycle violations. Dubai is launching a smart robot aimed at identifying rule violations among bicycle and electric scooter users. Now, during the MENA Transport Congress and exhibition in Dubai, the Roads and Transport Authority, RTA, linked a memorandum of understanding with Terminus Group to kick off the initiative.
So, when are robots going to be telling us what to do? The trial's first stage will start in March at the Jumeirah 3 beach area. This robot here will oversee the usage of alternative methods and modes of transportation. They'll be able to do things such as detecting violations and then sharing and analyzing those in collaboration with the Dubai Police.
Now, it can also detect infractions with an accuracy rate exceeding 85%, transmit data in just 5 seconds, and has a surveillance range up of to 2 kilometers, you guys. Of course, this is beyond, I would say, crazy at this point. Even robots are taking the place of police officers.
It's freaky. It's so freaky.
It is. I just can never imagine, you know, like, because, like, fine, you know, I understand, you know, because, like, having a scooter is not very safe, you know what I mean? You can just, like, you see, like, people, like, literally, the other day I was going back home, and a lot of cars are there, and I see a scooter, like, on the yellow line, just, like, on the scooter, like, how can you trust? Like, you never know what happens because the yellow line is destined for, like, other reasons. And people are often using it just, like, as, like, a safe way to either walk or use their scooters, which is bad.
It's really interesting because some of the roads aren't pedestrianized. Mm-hmm. So whether it's scooters or people walking, you have to be veered off. Like, don't be on the roads that are pedestrianized because it's just not safe and people drive so fast here. And in the same vein, if you find them difficult on the roads, if you're a scooter user and you take the metro...
Banned.
You cannot do that from today.
Just cancel it. I'll tell you why. Because the other day, you know, I was driving back home and something urgent happened with me. So, of course, my first instinct was, you know what, let me stop on the yellow line. Now, I just cannot imagine or fathom the fact that imagine like someone was on the scooter. That would have, I would have, God forbid, killed someone. You know what I mean? Which is, by the way, it's bad for the driver. Mm. It's taking the driver's, I would say, ability to use the yellow line for what they should be using the yellow line for.
True.
And it's not a pedestrian. It's not a
scooter. But I'm just thinking is we're telling scooters not to be on the road, which is fair. It's according to the law, you're not allowed to be. However, until today, scooters were allowed to be on the metro. And the RTA has announced that to ensure the safety of others, the use of e-scooters inside the Dubai Metro and Dubai Tram is prohibited from today. So if you're someone who has a comment on this, we'd love to see it. By the way, we always have our Instagram comments open. We love to read them before, during, and after the show. If they're not nice, we do get a little bit flustered. No, I'm joking. And we love to read them before. We love the conversation, the debate that this type of story can rustle up. So A, you've either invested in a scooter and it helps you get to work, and this you're going to hate this news, or B, you find people on scooters annoying, and this will be the news that you want to hear.
It is honestly, it is annoying because I do sometimes use the metro, and I'm like walking with my headphones. I'm just like relaxing. It can be like either early in the morning or late at night, and I just see someone with the scooter like vroom vroom vroom. I'm just like, bro, why are you here with a scooter? You know what I mean?
Are they using it? No,
they are.
No, you wouldn't use it inside the building.
I mean, they do use it because like, it's like, you know, like they actually use it. You know what I mean? The moment they get off the metro, they actually do use it.
Okay, I wasn't sure if that was allowed or not.
They actually do use it inside the you know, like...
Well, not
building.
Anymore.
There will be, by the way, robots. They are scary at this point. Honestly, if I was a policeman, I would be scared to lose my job.
Because, yeah, the robots. Well, Aboud Judy agrees with you on the metro. Apparently, some passengers force their scooters into the doors and seatings during trips.
That's true.
While Robin Kiersey said, actually, they want... they thought that it was very well run before this, and now they want to know if there's going to be secure parking for scooters at stations, you know, to enable the ease of use of public transport. So rather than, like, park it up where the bikes go, they're looking for, like, a safer place to put. I think that infrastructure might come into play if needed. The RTA have responded, saying... carrying or riding an e-scooter will be prohibited in Dubai Trams. You can carry the e-scooter, i.e. thing required, across the footbridge as long as it's folded and you follow safety instructions.
There is, by the way, there's like a cabin at the metro where like you can put, you know, your stuff in it. So I think that they can put their scooters there. There's no need to disturb the peace and everyone because it's already crowded in the metro, right? Mm-hmm. So why disturb the peace even more?
Because you might need your scooter on the other side.
Yeah, I know that you might need it on the other side, but like either fold it and just like keep it aside, or like if you are gonna get off the metro, just like don't use it and when everyone's walking because it's already crowded and like literally. Yeah, no.
Hashem was saying Farah's got a problem with scooters.
I do. I really do. I mean, I don't know how to use them, but it's okay. It's
I've never been on one, I don't think.
Oh my God.
I like the idea of one for recreational purposes.
I mean, if your work is nearby your house, you don't really, and there's like a metro that can, like, I don't know, commute you from like this place to the other place and they're close. Or if you want to avoid traffic, sometimes metro is really a good option. That's fine. But I think even by the people who drive on the roads, just follow the rules. There are rules for a reason. Yeah,
agree. Agree.
They are.
100%. The rules are there for a reason. Mm-hmm. Speaking of the rules being there for a reason, the rules are there for a reason, and that means we actually have a very fair and honest society, which brings us to the good news story of the tourist who thanked Dubai after they left 35,000 dirham and a drone on a bus. These stories never get old. The couple who were visiting Dubai last month want to personally thank Dubai police for their impeccable lost and found service.
They said, "We remembered this next day and immediately contacted Dubai police. They had found our bag and kept it safely. We got it back the next day after filing a questionnaire. But I would like to thank Dubai police for having such strict security protocols."
Could you imagine the moment you realize you've lost that amount of money? You've lost, you've done that.
I have.
You did something like that before.
Yeah. I've lost like almost 13K. It was by mistake because I had to like take them out of my bank account and I had them in an envelope. And at the moment I had come back from work and I promised my friends to go watch a movie. And I have kept them in my, it's like a bag, my bag where I keep my lunch, but my lunch was done, so it was empty, so I only had the envelope there. And oh my god, I finished the movie, came back home, and I was like, oh my god, I forgot the bag. I was freaking out. Casey, you have no idea. I freaked out. Even if I called them, they were khalas, they were like closed, they were not even open. It was like what, 1 a.m. and the next day I called and I got them back.
Was that your cash or was it your employees? Why? My question always when I hear these stories is like, what are you doing with this couple? I don't have the full story. I assume they're on holiday, maybe, and they transferred the money into dirham before they came or something, and that's why, I'm guessing, unless they have another story. What about you? Like, why did you need such a large sum?
Because technically what happened is, with my old bank account, kind of like someone, like a fraud almost happened. You know, someone tried to like, I don't know, log in and all of these things. So the bank called me like saying like, hey, it's better if you withdraw the cash. And I'm like, fine, I'll do that before I go watch the movie with my friends. And I withdrew them and I put them in an envelope just to make sure that they are not going to be lost. But I lost them altogether. The next day I called and I got them back.
Oh my God.
And
I love
literally
that.
I was like freaking out. I was like, oh my God, what is going to happen? It's a sum of money. You know what I mean? And I was like freaking out. I had like anxiety the whole entire time. I hope mom's not watching because if she is watching.
Mom is always watching. She'll know. If you haven't told her something, she'll know.
Because she knew. She was like, Farah, are you okay? Are you okay? But you know, when you freak out, it does show on your face. And specifically with me, like, whatever I feel, it just shows on my face.
Yeah. I'd just love to ask, is anyone watching or anyone in the back room, do you guys have any lost and found Dubai stories? Like, what is, like, the highest value, something that you've lost that you got back?
Oh, negative.
You've never left a phone behind in a taxi? I've done it like 5 times. Can Instagram hear that?
Oh.
That is wild. Headphones, you would have just assumed that they'd be gone. That is absolutely incredible. I can't believe you went back to get them. Were they AirPods?
Headphones.
How would they even have known? Like, I'm sure they had loads of them.
Wow.
How honest do the people need to be that, like, they're sitting there? I wonder how long the Lost and Found stays open. Like, and after maybe a year, they give it to charity or something?
I'm not sure, but I think that everyone who lives in Dubai, or I would say most of the people who live in Dubai, just know
Shout out Dubai Airport.
Shout out to Dubai Police, because as well, I've once lost, I don't know, but I think Ali and Masa can relate because we went to the same university, is that when we would have, like, let's say, American University in Dubai, and if, let's say, like, you want to, we have a project to shoot, and we would, like, book cameras, 5D cameras, and really, like, expensive equipment. So at that time I had a documentary to shoot and I had booked the 5D can on camera. And I have taken it. And you have, I have to give it like later on to, you know, like you have to give it back and sign up and all of these things. And I was coming back home in a taxi, and I don't know how, but I forgot it in the taxi. And I freaked out.
Oh my gosh.
I freaked out the next day. I had went to the police station, and it was there.
That was there. That's like crazier than the cash, I think, because it's a fancy camera.
Literally.
That belongs to
the university.
Even when you have to pay it, you'd have to, because you probably want the camera for yourself and you're going to have to pay it. I'm just seeing your shoes, they're really cute. But you'd have to pay it and you'd have to pay back to the university and then they'd get to keep the camera and that would be a real kick in the teeth. But you found it, and someone could easily take a camera.
Literally.
Like no one's going to take cash. Like everyone knows it. But if you find a camera,
but you know, like this is the thing, because I think everyone who lives here in Dubai just know the strict rules of Dubai, and it's amazing how almost everyone just you know, they're very, as well, they abide by the rules and the laws, which just makes you feel at ease, and what makes Dubai.
Sheikh Lasad, thank you so much for your comment. You said you lost your phone in the cinema and you got it back. I'd like to shout out Dubai Police, Dubai Airports, Dubai Mall, Mall of the Emirates, Dubai Tennis, Dubai Taxi, so RTA, and everyone who's been involved in returning everything my mom has lost over the last 5 years, because she continuously loses things all the time, and she always gets it back with, like, her wallets always have the cash in it, she's always got the cards. So everyone who's contributed to the safe return of my mom's goods, much appreciated.
Amazing. Well, thank you, Dubai, actually. Well, you guys, I want to jump to our next story because it's one of my favorite stories. Now, this Dubai resident showed us how to ask for a leave swiftly. Now, what do I mean by that? If you're a Taylor Swift fan, you will understand. Now, a Dubai resident submitted a Taylor Swift-inspired leave request to attend the Eras tour. The email was long, but some of its context goes as, I hope you're feeling 22 and having a wonderful day. I'm writing to share some of the exciting plans and seek your assistance in making them a reality. It seems my wildest dreams are coming true and I need your help to make this experience enchanted. They're all related to Swift music.
As mentioned, Ryan creatively wrote a leave request email. So it was basically packed with Taylor Swift song titles to hint at the Eras tour that he's looking forward to. He submitted his leave request in August 2023 and it finally got approved.
Well,
could you imagine if it didn't?
it would have been so sad, because he would have, you know, like put some amount of money to actually go to the Taylor Swift concert. I mean, if Taylor Swift, if you're hearing us, just like come to Dubai and make our lives easier. No, but seriously, you know, you have no idea. I would do what he would do. Honestly, I would do what he would do. I would like write it in a very, I would be like very like giggly and happy. And, like, so I'm feeling 22 because like it's all, by the way, like, you know, have you heard like the song Enchanted?
I don't know. You'd have to sing a bit for me.
I was enchanted to meet you.
Yeah, I know some songs.
Then there's like, I don't know about you, but I'm feeling 22.
Yeah.
Exactly, you know? Mm-hmm. And that's the thing, like, it's a very creative way. He probably was too happy and too excited.
I bet he used ChatGPT. Like, actually, someone even in the comments, Mark David 22, source ChatGPT. Because, like, it's such a, it's an easy win to, like, use.
I don't think so, because, again, like, he has added a lot of, you know, like, Taylor Swift hints. And if it's Taylor Swift, of course, you know, you're going to ask for the leave. At least, you know, he hadn't done, as we talked about yesterday, the girl who just called in sick to work after a Taylor Swift concert and just, like, covered her entire face. That would be funny. I mean, if Taylor Swift is in Dubai, maybe you will find a lot of people doing that. Everyone's calling sick the next day. I mean, at this point, Taylor Swift just needs to come to Dubai. I don't know, I have hope that she would come.
Yeah, I know. Where are you, Taylor?
Do you think she would watch us? I don't know.
I'm sure she's watching. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm pretty
with
confident.
All of her busy schedule.
I'm pretty confident she wakes up in the morning thinking, what's the first thing I'm going to do today? Tune into Love in Dubai. Fauzi Tahu commented on the story, imagine sacrificing your efforts and duties to attend an arena full of sweaty people. So one person doesn't agree.
No, come on. It's Taylor Swift. It's Taylor Swift. At this point, I would do
You got
anything.
So offended by that comment.
Literally. I was like, no, he can't. I'm sorry. I am.
But it's just sweaty people dancing.
No. Look, I know, I get the point, but trust me, like, if you are obsessed with an artist and then you see them like live,
100%, yeah,
you, it's a surreal moment, you know what I mean? And Taylor Swift, imagine Taylor Swift had to like run on the treadmill for a long time just so she can buy for 3 hours. Imagine she would run on the treadmill for 3 hours just so she can be prepared for the Eras tour. So you can imagine
daily,
just so she can have the stamina.
Wow.
To, without, you know, getting tired and so on.
That's amazing.
And that is why, like, if you would watch her, you know, like tour videos that are viral on TikTok and Instagram, she serves. She doesn't just like, you know, like a lot of artists go like, oh, for like an hour, and they sing and they get tired. She is serving a 3 hour performance, which is why she ran for 3 hours on the treadmill.
I love, you know what I love about Taylor Swift is, I love all, not the closet Swifties,
yeah,
but it's just like people that you don't expect to be such big fans.
That's true.
And that's one of the things I've seen on TikTok as well. So like, you think that she's going to have a specific audience set, but then when you look at TikTok, it's like the dads and like, I was speaking to like granddads, yeah, who are like, yeah, I love Taylor Swift. And like, she just has such a diverse audience and people just
that
love her
true.
Tunes.
Yeah, because you know what, she, apparently that she has, she graduated off an English literature. And her music is, and her lyrics is just amazing. Like, it just, like, tells, like, a story as if, like, it's Shakespearean, if that makes sense.
I think they're doing, like, I think you could do a thesis or a master's or a degree, yeah, on her lyrics or something. I'm sure a Swiftie could explain that better than me. Anyway, it's 8:10. Enjoy the concert if you're going, because I know people jumped into the comments. One person was like, I'm waiting in the queue now. My manager knows it's for the Eras tour. So there's Ryan was not the only person who's managed to get tickets for Singapore. Other people from Dubai are leaving too. I mean, if it's your favorite artist, of course, fly around the world and have that memory of a lifetime, because you just wouldn't get it anywhere
That's
else.
True.
I get it. 8:56 on a Friday morning. That brings us to the end of the show and the beginning of the weekend in a couple of hours. Guys, have a fabulous weekend and we'll see you back on Monday morning, same time, same place. Goodbye from me.
Goodbye from me.